Marlinton Elementary School Local School Improvement Council member J.L. Clifton told the Pocahontas County Board of Education at their August 20th meeting that he has been collecting donations and support from local businesses and is now ready to construct a 10-foot by 16-foot bus shelter at the front of the school to provide a dry place for students to wait for the school buses. The shelter will have no sides but will have a roof and benches. Clifton said he first talked to Pocahontas County High School carpentry teacher Dwayne Gibson about having his students design and build the shelter. Gibson's class made a supply list and broke it down to the bare minimum. Mitchell Chevrolet pledged to provide a skid steer or excavator to prepare the spot for the shelter. Appalachian Aggregates will supply the gravel, and Burns Motor Freight has committed to hauling the gravel. Clifton said, quote, "The biggie was the materials list, and I went to several different places. Lowe's has agreed to furnish every bit of the materials on the list, plus the crusher run. It has agreed to donate the entire materials list, even the bonus bench material, through their Heroes program," unquote. With all the materials in place, Clifton said he spoke again with Gibson, who plans to have the project as the first on his list for this semester. In his report to the board, Superintendent Terrence Beam reported that Assistant State Superintendent and Director of Career and Technical Education, Dr. Kathy D'Antoni, sent him samples for 6 potential high school models for a technical high school. Beam said he shared that information with PCHS Principal Joe Riley for his consideration. Beam also added that he heard several people are upset that PCHS is charging students to drive and park at the school. Beam spoke to board attorney Jason Long, who informed him that it is legal for a school to charge for such privileges. The money is used to improve the school. The rates are a full year $50, one semester $25, or $2 a day. In the miscellaneous portion of the meeting, the board approved the following: Amanda and Josh Long, residents of Pocahontas County, to enroll their child in Greenbrier County schools for the 2019-2020 school year. A memorandum of understanding between the Pocahontas County Board of Education representing Hillsborough Elementary School and Rennell Medical Center school-based mental health program per the terms of the MOU. Procedure JKB, fundraising. Policy IFCB, field trips and excursions. The board voted down by a 1-3 vote a request from Maureen Stewart to waive policy JBCC, which is the attendance zone policy, so that her child may ride the school bus from Snowshoe to Greenbank Elementary Middle School. Stewart will be required to provide transportation for her child to attend Greenbank Elementary Middle School. The board voted on a proposed professional and service personnel agenda. This can be found on our website. Allegheny Mountain Radio would like to thank the Pocahontas Times and their staff writer Suzanne Stewart for providing the information in this story. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.